Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, Coach, George Radney, Challenger Community News. Question George. For you. Good afternoon to you, Coach. I'm wondering, T.J. Yeldon, why isn't he getting more touches or even getting an opportunity to see the field? Seems like he's another guy that has explosive speed that could possibly help out with your offense, with your backfield.
Sure. I think each week we sit down as a staff, and it's a collective effort in terms of how many guys we're going to put out there at each position based on offense and then the kicking game and then on defense. And for this week, he was inactive and Zach was up. A lot of confidence in TJ. I know he'll be ready when he gets the opportunity.
Well, this week looked like you wanted to run more in between the tackles against the Kansas City defensive front. Is that part of the game plan?
Yeah. Well, we had a variety of them. You know, we had some inside and some outside and some quarterback things. So you have to be able to do. It's kind of like the passing game. You're going to have to be able to try to threaten intermediate, deep, and short. You know, they're going to be strong in one area, weak in another. It's the same thing in the running game. Sometimes they're strong inside, you go outside. If they're strong outside, you try to go inside. We try to do that each week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Coach. I'm wondering about, game plan. Right. Good to see you, by the way. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So when the other team's controlling the clock a lot, sometimes, and, keeping the ball as much as you'd like to, and the game shortens a little bit, you have less possessions. How much do you have to maybe alter the game plan, or do you not really, because you just stick with what you kind of had coming into the game? You know, does number of possessions come into your mind as the game goes on and how you have to alter the game plan?
Well, at times, I mean, it depends on the situation of the game, the score of the game. I think we both teams had 9 possessions, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday. It's what you do with those possessions that count. It's executing at a high level and, trying to make the best calls you can make and finishing with the ball in the end zone, which we didn't get done.
When you see Cole, make that catch, fight for those yards,
Sure.
I'm just, just kind of, what does that do for you, as a coach to see, guys still battling out there in those situations like that?
Yeah, but that's the guys we have on this team. It's not going to go perfect. Said this many times before, you'd love it to all go perfect. You're gonna face adversity. You're gonna face games in which you're not doing as well as you'd like to do. It's a family bond. It's a bond that you have to create in training camp and throughout the offseason, because you're gonna face obstacles, you're gonna face shortcomings, and you're gonna have to stick together when times aren't perfect. It's a long season. Each game is very important. You'd love to win them all. This is a tough league. You're going to face times where you just don't get it done. You look in the mirror, fix what you need to fix. It starts with me, and move on to the next week. And that's the objective. Be accountable. And that's what we need to do.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Hey, Dabes, after the offense put up 16 points and 17 points in the last 2 weeks, why are you in this group that they can get back to their ways from the first 4 weeks heading into week seven?
Yeah, I'm always confident in the players that we have and the coaches that we have. Again, I'll just piggyback on what I just said. It's you have to go out there and coach well and play well each week in this league. And we're not going to ride a roller coaster. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to put our head down. We're going to go to work. We're going to have a good week of practice for a team that's going to be hungry, a division team. And that's our mindset. You have to have a strong will and a strong mind to commit to one another. And that's what we do. There's no room to sit there and feel sorry for yourself, and you take accountability, and it starts with me. And I have no problem with that. I appreciate the guys on our team. They work really hard. Take it one game at a time, Maddie. That's what you do. With great focus, great energy, great positivity, and be ready to move on to the next week, win or lose.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Hey, Coach John Scott.
Hey, John.
Obviously, the statistics say one thing, but it just looks like Josh has missed more throws the past two games than we saw as frequently in the first four. Have you noticed anything maybe mechanically or anything of that nature as to why he's not as pinpoint as we saw earlier in the season?
I think each game is different. I don't think there's one exact reason, John. He's made some really nice plays, too. We all got to do a better job. I'll do a better job of getting him into a rhythm, and I have all the confidence in the world in Josh.
And in regards to the running game, obviously it's not one person or one thing, but what is your reasoning from your spot and looking at the film as to why that just has not gotten going, not even just last night, but this entire season?
Yeah, I got to give him better plays.
Thanks.
You got it.
Hey, Dave, Sal Mayeron in Rochester. Good to see you.
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good. John just asked a question I was going to ask, but I had a follow-up. So my follow-up on the running game is Devin Singletary. Last year, you know, we saw a lot of elusiveness, some explosive plays. And, again, I know a lot of things go into this, but what do you need to get him going? He really has not given you any of those impact plays this year.
Yeah, and John said, and you said it, it is really takes everybody. It starts with us. As a staff, he's made a lot of people miss. Sal, he might be behind a line of scrimmage at times too, where he's getting four or five, but they're a hard four or five. We gotta do a better job with it, and it starts with us.
And along the same line, Zach Moss. I know he missed the three games.
Yep.
It's gonna take a while for him, but how do you get him, you know, more incorporated into the plan and get him going?
Really the same answer for you. You know, we haven't been able to get into that rhythm of handing the ball off and getting some yards to really stay on track. You know, it's been two, it's been three, it's been one, it's been a negative. You know, we had a couple last night too. It's second and two, and we get hit, and you know, they had a good defense call for a particular run, and you know, it's a rhythm thing for a lot of runners. Right now, we haven't been able to get that done.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Matt.
You're doing well. What's missing, or what's the key to getting Josh to play better against the best competition? Because that seems to be a hurdle that he's still trying to clear.
Yeah, I mean, he's played good against some good teams too. We all can do a better job. Again, get him into a rhythm early. But Josh will be fine.
What did you see on that penalty Stephon Diggs took at the end of the game?
Penalties are penalties. They call.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Brian, Josh Reed here.
How are you? Josh. Okay.
First 4 weeks of the season, you guys had a ton of big plays.
Yeah.
The tops in the NFL. Last 2 weeks, obviously in the two losses, that hasn't been the case. Is that something that you're seeing on the other side of the ball that the other defenses are doing, or is it execution? And kind of how do you get back to those 20-plus pass plays and the 10-plus yard runs?
Yeah, we called, I'd say, a fair amount of them yesterday. Again, if we're getting played particular ways, if it's there, let it go. You know, which there was a couple there that we had a chance on. And if it's not, then go ahead and take what they give you. You know, we'd love to have a bunch of them. They obviously help you score and put up points. But if they're going to play it a particular way, then we got to take the underneath stuff. And it's not like you have, you know, 10 guys running deep on every play. You got, you know, again, vertical element sometimes, an intermediate element, a short element. And we just got to make sure we're doing enough to give our guys a chance.
Are you and Josh seeing different things from defenses after 4 weeks? Are teams playing you guys a little bit different now?
Well, I think each week teams play a little bit different. You know, are they playing some more two deep shell, deep defensive guys? Yeah, they're playing a little bit of that. But last week, yesterday's game wasn't the same as last week, exactly what we got. Which I'm sure won't be the same, you know, this upcoming week. We just got to do a good job of giving them the right plays to go out there and to execute it and make good decisions.
That's great. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian. Last year you guys had remarkable continuity along the offensive line. You haven't had that as much this year, particularly at the guard spots with guys kind of in and out. What impact has that had, particularly on the run game?
I'm not sure, Jay. You know, the guys that we got out there, we got confidence in. You know, again, we can do a better job in the run game. You know, starts with me. I got confidence in those guys that, you know, we'll work this out.
And then, you know, for Cody, obviously, you know, Sean called it week to week. We don't know how long it is, but you got to feel tough for a guy who would kind of seem to find a home. How tough is that for you to see that happen to him last night?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, anytime anything happens to any of your players, you feel for, because these guys put so much of their, you know, time and effort and energy to be exactly where they're, you know, they want to be, which is, you know, starters in this league, or contributors in this league, and for that to happen to, you know, whether it was Cody or anybody else, you know, you hurt for them because you know how much effort that they give to the organization, to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach Mookie Honk as well, Fox Sports 1080. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Mook. How are you?
I'm okay. The flea flicker play.
Yeah.
What really went into that play? What was actually set up that you see that made you call that play right there in that moment?
Yeah, well, we had run a similar play, the previous play, and gained 10 yards on a run, and thought we had a chance at it, you know, in that part of the field, in that situation. So, you know, we're always going to try to be aggressive. And confidence in the players that, you know, when we call it and put something together during a week to let them go out there and execute it. And sometimes they hit and sometimes they don't.
Now, I did see you do some delay draws and, you know, Josh was eating quite a bit there, and even delay draws with the running back that was kind of successful. I think you kind of went away with that due to the circumstances and situations of the game. But, you know, moving forward, 20 personnel. You know, will we see that, you know, going forward, you know, with Zach and Singletary out there? Because last year you were more a power run team. This year it's more zone. And I think that's, you know, it's kind of hard for those guys to get in sync with that. You know, will we see some of those plays that was successful last year in the run game this year?
Yeah, look, we've been trying them all. You know, we've been trying zone and gap and toss crack and draws, and we'll continue to do that and try to come up with something each week that we think is gives our guys the best chance. Obviously, it hasn't been good enough, and I'll take responsibility for that.
Well, hey, I know you get the job done. It's still a long season to go, but you know we gotta pick things up right now. So I know
appreciate
you get
it,
the job done, Coach.
Thanks.
Hey, Brian. out of curiosity, what was it you think about that second to last drive, that the last scoring drive y'all had? What clicked during that series that maybe hadn't been there the previous several drives?
Guys did a good job of executing. You know, we had some easy completions that had some yards after catch. Josh made a few nice plays in there where he made it, you know, improvise on one play. B's, you know, we hit a play against Blitz Zero there at the end zone. It was good execution by the guys. Got to do a good job with that. We have an opportunity to throughout the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.